This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
When advertisers came up with the slogan, "Things go better with Coke," years ago, I bet they had no idea this was coming. Could this concoction be your new summer beverage? More after this. If you have a thirst for wine knowledge, be it trivia or the latest trends, there's a website that's overflowing with content that we've created just for you. It's GrapeEncounters.com, where you'll find literally hundreds upon hundreds of stories and interviews covering almost every topic imaginable. From the world's most colorful and renowned winemakers to unforgettable wine adventures, there's something for every wine lover at GrapeEncounters.com. Go ahead, log on, uncork, pour, swirl, and sip. Summertime is upon us, and with it comes barbecues and cool beverages to enjoy with friends. Maybe in the past you've made sangria from scratch, which can be both time-consuming and messy. Well, perhaps it's time for something new, and the Calimocho could be just what the doctor ordered. This drink, they say, was originally introduced to the world at a Basque festival in Spain back in the early 70s. Apparently, a group attending the festival didn't like the taste of the wine they were serving, so they mixed it with cola, spawning a craze in Spain that's finally catching on in America 4 decades later. This rather odd fusion of wine and soda is called diesel fuel in Europe. It's particularly popular among young people, and millennials in Japan are now crazy about it as well. If you have friends who won't try your red wines, this could be the path to the red wine experience. Try sprucing up this wine cocktail with a slice of lime or lemon for added pleasure. As for me, I'll pass on the cola and enjoy my Cabernet straight up. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.